In fact, for many people, their first experience of lucidity in a dream has occurred in a nightmare, in which the dreamer recognizes that he is dreaming, and uses this recognition to turn the nightmare into a less unpleasant dream, or to awaken from it. In such a situation, the lucidity does not usually last long. However, if a dreamer wants to develop or extend the lucid periods in his dreams, he can think about the idea of lucid dreaming during the day and before he goes to sleep, so that he is more likely to become lucid during any nightmare that occurs, and thus have a way of controlling the nightmare. This way of relieving nightmares can be used by people of all ages, including children. The Marquis de Veda Santini, a habitual lucid dreamer, was at one stage in his life suffering from a recurrent nightmare from which he managed to release himself by developing lucidity. In these nightmares, he would find himself being chased by dreadful monsters through an endless series of rooms. These nightmares seemed to be becoming more frequent. He only had to find himself in a room for the thought of monsters to arise, and then the monsters would appear. Finally, in one such experience, the recurrent situation made him aware that he was dreaming. And instead of trying to run away from the monsters, he set his back to a wall, determined to confront his pursuers.
I stared at my principal assailant. He bore some resemblance to one of those bristling and grimacing demons which are sculptured on cathedral porches. Academic curiosity soon overcame all my other emotions. I saw the fantastic monster halt a few paces from me, hissing and leaping about. Once I had mastered my fear, his actions appeared merely burlesque. I noticed the claws on one of his hands, or paws, I should say. There were seven in all, each very precisely delineated. The monster's features were all very precise and realistic. Hair and eyebrows, what looked like a wound in his shoulder, and many other details. The result of concentrating attention on this figure was that all his acolytes vanished as if by magic. Soon the leading monster also began to slow down, lose precision, and take on a downy appearance. He finally changed into a sort of floating hide, which resembled the faded costumes used as street signs by fancy dress shops at carnival times.